The friends want to ask questions according to the article of Rabash. The truth and faith of Rabash, the matter of truth and faith, they want to read a verse and then ask questions about that. Well, let's see how it goes. We talked now for 2 hours with our friends here about all kinds of things. There are problems of Europe. There were explanations. And now also we had a meal together, and we don't have much time, but let's hear what they want to hear, to tell us about. And of course, I explained to them that the whole reason we came here to this group is since we are concerned with how we will organize our Congress that will be in Italy in a couple of months. Because this is going to be a European Congress that all Europe will participate and continue as a united Europe, and not for, God forbid, there will be someone standing out from everyone, but rather specifically for this organization of everyone together will be important to us. Otherwise, it'll just cause us damage. We need to relate with great seriousness to whoever is pulling in some direction other than the center of the whole world group and all of us together. Because in our eyes, one who doesn't cause connection or unity is causing separation. That's why it's written, how it's written in many of our source materials. So we have no choice but to relate seriously to how our friends are operating and huge and hold groups, Europe and the whole world, and sort and understand who's with us and who's not. And it's best that we even get rid and get rid of all those who are bothering us, because they're truly causing separation and are not suitable to be amongst us. So let's hear what he wants to read, and accordingly we will try to resolve some questions here. Please. So the article is the matter of truth and faith of Rabash. Whoever wants, please open it up. And but he's reading it. Please.
Rabash 1, Article 3, concerning truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely, not to take our sensations and reasons into account.
We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the Messiah, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do and for myself. I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
What's the question?
What's the question?
Two questions and concerns.
We have two questions prepared.
יש לנו שתי שאלות מוכנות.
We have two questions prepared.
רצינו
answer them together.
Can
make use of this momentum to build this Congress together. And the first question is, how can we imagine the desired state after the Italian Congress?
And I don't know if there are now friends in Zoom from Europe. I'm still with the connection.
How do we imagine the state, the successful Congress in Italy that will, God willing, happen? I think that the sensation will be that at last we have a group in the United Europe which is operating almost completely in one language, in English, and because we're not capable of moving to Hebrew immediately right now, that's not our goal, but for more connection, I don't think there will be great resistance for everyone to work with the English language. And then we will also have a connection, if so, with all the groups in the world. We will slowly, within some time, within 6 months or a year, but we will acquire the whole vocabulary of the wisdom of Kabbalah in English. It's not so broad or extensive. And then we will be able by that to be limitless in all kinds of places, countries. And that's what I think. We have no choice, but that's what we probably need to do. So I think that towards the Italian convention, we need to think how we sort, organize all of Europe to talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah in English. That's one thing. The other thing is that we need to organize a group which will be like the European Directorate, a board where it will be responsible for all of Europe, no group apart. So we don't hear about the groups that are isolated. We will hear about the European group. The importance of this work is great. And this is where we correct Babylon. Because Europe is the modern Babylon. We see that this pot is constantly boiling over, and what's cooking in there never ends. And therefore, we need to be concerned with this. I think that we need to start organizing such a European board that will truly be with people that are not just in as representatives of the countries. They may be representatives, but they're not doing a thing. There need to be people there that this matter of connection of all of Europe to one group burns within them. And they will be the true board of Europe. The spiritual board. It could be that there will be many people in the European groups that are very good administrators who organize the groups in their places and sort things very nicely. But we are choosing here people that are caring for the unification of all of Europe together and not in some one country, one group, or even several groups. This is what we need to care for in certain locations or zones. This is what I think we need to organize. We have no choice. We won't suffice in doing this. We have to talk about this. Whether we prepare for the Congress, we have to do this. This has to go into place. Another question? Next.
Judgments or whatever.
But
how can we combine these to this chisaron, to this fuel, to create this importance for this Congress, for this preparation where we're in now?
אנחנו נמצאים באירופה בצורה מאוד מין.
We are in Europe, I would say, in a very... Well, I would say that we're very distant from each other. We don't succeed in connecting. We don't feel a move, a drive towards this. Really big problems we have in this. But this doesn't seem to be burning or for anyone. We can understand theoretically that it's happening. But actually... No one has a clear approach towards this, and we don't know what to do, other than the fact that we don't know how to solve the problem. Even if we talk about the problem, yes, yes, we will observe this, but no one is concerned with it. I would add that the fact that we're not concerned with this just points to how obtuse we are. The method of correction, which is all a method which is constructed upon connection. And where is this disconnect, this distance from connection standing out most? Of course, in Europe. That's why we need, I think, in the whole world, the whole world needs to push Europe to stand around it and to pressure them to connect. And with this general common pressure, we will obligate them to connect. We also need such leaders who are not concerned with their own seat. They're building spirituality in a dictatorship manner.
They think that spirituality is some kind of dictatorship. And not true spirituality.
This is what is need there. So therefore, let's examine this, whether who we have, we're dealing with and how to arrange the groups. And it's, as it's written, it's best to do a little, but with the right intention. Where if we organize in a small amount, but in a good way, it will be more beneficial than in a great quantity. Because according to our role, we are heroes in quality and not in quantity.
We have, let's say, at the moment, we have, let's say, the World Artful Team.
At the moment, there's now a full team.
Is it doing its role?
You have suggestions about the role of the team and how to organize their role in Europe, so that they'll have a different approach.
I don't know. How long does this team exist?
It started with the New Jersey Congress. It started. And it made the same Congress.
It started with the New Jersey Congress. And now they've continued it in Europe. To unite Europe.
So let's try this only in a more clear way that's more acceptable on everyone, supported by everyone, and for us to see results already. And towards the convention, so we will see how organized everything is and works. Who belongs to that system? Who's a part of it? Who's responsible for it?
Maybe Tony Kozanek. There's no one really in charge. There's no manager. It's from the American CLI who started.
No. That has nothing to do with it. It needs to be a part. And Tony is not the organizer. He cannot organize it. He is a very special man, and he knows and disseminates and does everything, but to organize, certainly not.
I don't know exactly who is managing that. It isn't felt that it's...
I don't know who exactly is managing it. It's more
fine,
a team that's just
well.
Working.
Okay.
There's many friends taking part from all over the world.
That's
what they have asked during the lesson, that there will be a world team that will support from after the New Jersey Congress in connection, and it will be a world team. And that support is still working every morning after the lesson. They join a Zoom meeting and they have a gathering of friends.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to develop this.
Do you have any suggestions on how to develop it?
I have no advice on this. I told you that I am very old when it comes to these things. I truly don't know. Besides that, I am not a good organizer. I don't organize anything in our place. There are people who know how to do this well. Sometimes if I enter that conversation, I could actually spoil things. Really? That's true? More?
Besides all the practical stuff, it seems that in Europe, say, after a Congress, or right before a Congress, the main thing we feel experience. We feel repulsion to even come here.
I didn't understand.
You mean to come to this meeting here?
The inner resistance of a person or strangers?
The resistance. Yes, inner. And it seems that the resistance is the master over us.
It will always be that way. If you think that it will ever disappear, then don't wait for that. What?
Why is it bad?
Why is resistance bad?
What is the prayer?
The prayer is for the resistance to remain, and I will rise above it. In all our latest lessons, we've been studying exactly this. That's the only way we advance. The bad does not disappear. We just build the good upon it. And it is in our foundation, just as it was and it will be. You probably heard about the story of the students of Rabbi Shimon, who discovered themselves in such a high degree that they wanted to burn each other, to kill each other. Where does that come from? From such big clashes, and it's good. The good is revealed only, and it doesn't erase the bad, and it doesn't do anything different in our world. No, in spirituality, the good is built upon the bad, and the bad remains existing.
Whatever is in English can be translated.
Maybe we can do a good translation.
Maybe
instruct everyone
to
speak English together.
Of course, we're not thinking of moving to English at once. I'm personally not very good at that. I'm a good example because I have dyslexia when it comes to languages. I'm truly blocked when it comes to languages. You can talk to me and I won't remember a thing. I have a problem with it. What can I do? She's laughing. I know people that they grasp it like within the conversation. They already understand the language. I'm truly not like that. That's why I understand. But if we start to use it, then slowly, slowly it's possible. We don't have the possibility of teaching the world Hebrew. And despite the fact that the words of Hebrew are suited to that which the Kabbalah wants to tell us. But it is really difficult from afar with this great resistance. It's not worthwhile to do so. Even though English, it's okay. We will ask from Chaim Ratz to maybe do together with Oren or someone else, with Marcus, for them to do the right good dictionary of our Kabbalah. And we will use it. slowly, slowly we will make the replacements.
What?
More?
We already have a very big dictionary. From TASS.
Everything
that can bring unity to us.
In short, anything that can bring us unification is what we need. That's it. More?
Are there specific words? That are English, so that they will stay the same word in English, like Kavanah.
No. Intention, ascent, descent, reshimo, partsuf. Those are all... No, we are so going to preserve those words. And in English, they will say the word Kavanah, not intention. Kavanah, partsuf, or reshimo. All those words will remain in Hebrew. There's nothing you can do about that. Otherwise, you're not passing the essence, the content. If you replace, how do you say kavanah in English? Intention. Intention is closer to paying attention, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe you or Mushi, I don't know. We're now translating. The CABU website that Yaakov Sabal made, and we're translating it all to Dutch.
You're translating to Dutch?
Because that's what they asked of us. So the question is now, in a country where 99% of the people speak English, but we were asked to do it in Dutch, are we going to switch over to English? And that means we have to stop the translation that we're doing.
Why did he ask for it to be done in Dutch? He thought that that's the most beneficial dissemination?
There's this opinion that...
Yes, there's an opinion. That there's new people that are unfamiliar. And that they don't know it so much. The spiritual world. So it's easier for them to understand a theory in their native language.
That's clear.
So people start in Dutch.
So people start in Dutch and slowly, slowly go to English. We're not translating the morning lesson. It always stays in English.
So you are translating only lectures, lessons that are for beginners, that are for like the externals. That's different. I'm not talking about that. That's certainly right.
No.
Well, that's it? If we ate pizza and we answered all the questions, then we...
it's connected also to the question of Mark about the inner...
So it's connected to the question of Mark? About resistance. We spoke to friends about this meeting. We have a veterinarian, and he heals pigs.
Wonderful, that's my colleague.
He's really like a lot of our friends burning truly from Kabbalah. To be a Kabbalist, to take that responsibility, but also to look after the donkey. How do we do this? Look after the donkey. So that the greatness of the Creator will be a remedy. How do we develop the greatness of the Creator so be consistently in the ten and we can find it within ourselves? How can we do specific actions to accelerate it?
Answer. There are degrees of development of the matter through still with all the inanimates that till we come to all kinds of more very complex combinations and complexities. Then there's the vegetation with all the developments that are most exalted. And then the animate, which is truly concerned and connected and is in the development and great complexity, including man, which is also in the degree of animal, which simply develops in its ego, wants to attain the world over. And you see them. You see this in the governments, in all kinds of laboratories, when it comes to scientists. And there are Kabbalists. The Kabbalists are scientists, but they say that prior to studying the world, we need to build an instrument for this. Otherwise, the world will remain closed and unclear without the ability to resolve things. We've been talking for thousands of years.
It means that we need to solve the problems of the creation. The problem of creation is attained only if we rise above our nature. You have the still, the animate, the animal, the dumb. We have a degree above it. But the difference is in that degree that new Adam that wants to construct himself, he doesn't want to connect in the normal way. He wants to use his connection with others in a way that he will feel a new nature.
This is what we learn and this is what we implement. Certainly we need to say that this man that came to build his soul, then he crashed and ruined and shattered, and the rest we learn in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. More?
Yes. Rafa, do you feel towards, like, girl you are in Europe now, what do you feel towards the Congress?
In Europe, what do you feel towards the Congress? What's your feeling of the European group, the European Kli?
The European group, not Europe? I don't know. I don't feel that there's a connection between the groups in Europe, despite the fact that there might be. But it doesn't stand out. And I don't feel it. It could be that there are many people in Europe that are operating in a very good way, very persistent, firmly, but I don't know them. They're not turning to me. They don't emphasize what they're doing. They don't stand out. None of the groups, I don't see that any group stands out. The Italian group does not stand out. Only we have Moshe Admoni with us. Who cares for them? Because he himself was for many years living in Italy. So we have the connection with the Italians through him. So he pressured us to do a convention in Italy. But I agreed under the condition that it would be a European Congress and not an Italian one. That's it. More than that, I can't say anything. I don't know. I'm connected with Yudit if I want to hear something general. But let's hope that now, through our common work and the convention, the European convention, we'll be more connected to Europe.
We want to receive reports from the groups, for instance, once a month.
Do you want some kind of to hear what we're doing, like once a month?
I don't really like to get updates, because they write to me like long scrolls of pages. I barely read them, partially. I would recommend for there to be a board, a European board, and they can write a list of questions, problems, recommendations. And then we'll talk and see that I think that's the best way.
I have another question. Last year there was a congress in Italy. After the congress they had a meeting. Before the congress they had a meeting in Italy. I'm from Germany, from Holland. From Germany. Friends came to do preparations towards the congress. Maybe we should do something like this now. Do something stronger. Before the congress. Something like an attack.
It's all in your hands. I have nothing to say.
Is it important to do it in Italy, or can we do it in Europe, in Germany?
Please. It's not important. That's not important. It happens with us also sometimes when they come to the Arava Congress and then the big Congress.
What?
More? Yes, ma'am. You deserve a mazal tov.
I heard you mention the name of Moshe Admoni. And he's a great inspiration, and a good example for Europe.
He truly cares for the Italian Kli. Not all the rest, it's not important for him, as much as I understand. But he does care for the Italian Kli. Now the question is, should we take an example from him? That there needs to be a person who is concerned in such a way for all of Europe. It's not him. It's not him. No.
But in North America, there's a very tight connection with Asav, with Gilad, and their teaching there, and Moshe Edmoni, together with Italian teachers, are doing the Kabu in Italy. But for us, we have no coordinator like that.
Well, so what do you want me to do about this? Did I make Moshe Edmoni? No?
It's necessarily about Moshe Edmoni. Sometimes it feels we have Yudit, that's fantastic.
Please?
But we lack a team from Israel that for years would be responsible for the European congresses and the progress of the in
but
Israel.
But Judith alone is not sufficient also. And she's a woman. And this needs to be a group. There needs to be a team here that cares for all of Europe. It can't be one woman from France where there's no group there. And she's Russian from Nebaruch. We want for it to be varied and local. The fact that Yudit is good at this, it's for sure. But it's not enough. I work with her for years in all kinds of ways.
We need people like Asaf Gilad in the European Kli. And for years we need that.
I don't have them for you. What can I do? What is she saying?
That there's many people that we have that can do it. They need to develop it themselves. We can't take a group from Israel.
I also think this way.
There's a lot of people that have gained experience and can help others grow.
100%. Okay. Well, that's it. We're done. That's it. We've managed to cover everything except for singing.
I think we covered everything except for singing.
Yes. You talked a few times today about the European board.
I spoke a few times today about the European board. That will be 15 or 20 people.
I don't know how many, but if there are many countries, it could be that they will want to have a representative from each country, despite the fact that it's formal, it's not to the point, and it's difficult with such a big group to do something.
What's the purpose of this board? What friends will need to be on the board, and what duties will they have? Responsibilities.
There need to be in the board people who have everything. I think it's 5-6 people. You don't need many more. Vision, right. Both visionary and also how to implement it. Although the implementation itself, you need organizers and teams and... But that's important. It will help us. It'll stop us from advancing spiritually if we don't. I pressured this in Europe, and I'm pressuring you here due to spiritual advancement, not because it's important for me the Italians to be together with Europe or not. But rather for the general spiritual advancement. It'll give us a great drive. In general, we are now in a very special period of time. And I would recommend to listen to the last few lessons of, let's say, the last week even, that we, while we were in this journey. And that's it. I don't have anything to add. Let's hope that we will meet in the European convention, not the Italian one. And you are also invited to come to us. And if you have questions, maybe to Mushi or to Shimon, please. They can sit here before me. Yes.
To Iceland.
What regarding your trip to Iceland, what's happened to you when you went to Iceland? What were your impressions from the world clean? What effect did that trip have on you and on the world clean?
I told you what happened. I was used to going twice a year for a week. Twice a year, go for vacation for a week. Me and my wife. Two elderlies. For a week, we go. The main thing is to go for a walk, to see buildings, to see this, to see that, to drink a cup of coffee. And again, walk, and like that. That was the nature of it. We were in many places. In Europe, in all the countries, in Canada and the United States, in China, we were with Owen, in all kinds of countries, many places. Now she says that she's very tired. She doesn't want to go on a trip.
No.
Well, an elderly lady, I think it's also not because of the age, but because she has a grandson. Mushi's son. That's it. And so she says it's like that. But it seems to me like she doesn't want to disconnect from him. I also understood this because she told me that he slept at her place yesterday. It's a grandma. And what am I trying to say? For me, it is very important. Once a year, if not twice. And they said that they're going and they're willing to take me. So I was happy to join. I didn't have great hopes or anything, simply to go out for a little bit. But what was interesting is that when I go to such things, I have many innovations in me, in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Many new things awaken. And then I learn and read. I'm always in connection. I can't be without that. I feel bad if I'm not in it. Therefore, that's how it is. That's my vacation. Well, questions to Shimon or Mushi, maybe?
I'd like to take this opportunity to invite all of you to an internship in Petah Tikva. It's an amazing process. You come here for 2 weeks. and take part in all the activities. In the morning lesson, meals on Saturday. You can feel what it's like to be in the environment of Petah Tikva. And I tell this to many friends. And I There's no sound.
I want to say goodbye to the whole world, Kli, because we are here going to discuss a few other local questions. And let's hope that you will talk and work together towards the Congress, towards the European Congress, and we will see you in the Congress. Good luck to everyone. Spiritual ascent and physical health.
Thank you.